the next company's website, their mission is all about helping global clients get the right talent in the room to more effectively tackle change initiatives. We'll talk about change initiatives caused abruptly by the virus. Let's get into it with Kate Duchesne. She's Chief Executive Officer of RGP Resources Global Professional. She's on the phone from Irvine, California. Kate, nice to have you here with us. As we've done, Jason and I, with most of our guests, tell us a little bit about your world right now out there in Irvine. Personally, professionally, how's it going? I hope everybody's safe.
Well, thank you very much. Good afternoon, and it's nice to speak with both of you, and thanks for the opportunity. So I'm working from home like many of us. Our company is a professional services, both professional staffing and project management company. So we've been able to pivot pretty quickly and almost exclusively to virtual operations, which means a lot of blending of personal and professional, but we are holding steady and are very grateful for that.
And so you are in the business, as Carol said, of change and to some extent disruption. We have all been disrupted. One of the things we've been talking about, Kate, is this notion that you can sort of do anything for a week or two and people adjust, but we're now, many of us, 6 weeks into this, and I do wonder what has fundamentally changed when it comes to work. What are the things that we've adapted to that either we can't or really don't want to go back on as we figure out what the new normal is?
Right. Well, I think that there will be both short-term and longer-term impacts to what's happening now with COVID. I mean, we were already, as a company, as many companies are, learning to work more virtually with the explosion of technology and also the convergence of talent preferences. And I think as we're moving into the demographic of millennials comprising the majority of the workforce, we all as businesses have to get ready to shifting talent preferences. So I don't think what's happening now is going to go away in the long run. We're going to see more people work in different ways. There's a lot of talk now about what happens to real estate commitments and will we start seeing, office space and real estate change. You know, many of the companies, including ours, have shifted to open concept workplaces. So what happens to that? I think that what we'll see is we'll still stick with open concept workplaces, but we may shift. Some employees work on certain days and others come into the office on others, so that we start blending both the use of this technology, but also some face-to-face interaction in the workplace.
Well, it's interesting. Was it Henry Cornell that we talked to, Jason, who just said, you know, he's been looking at different deals and he finally had to get on a plane and he said, I just had to go face-to-face. And in one,
look
he was
him in the eye.
Right. He was in a hotel in their ballroom and people were spread apart. But he's like, you know, I got to a point where I just needed to see people face to face. But at the same time, you and I have also talked about with travel, there's certain things you're going to be like, you know what, let's just get on a virtual call. We can figure this out. I don't really need to go on a plane and we need to have this meeting, you know, at your offices. It is really interesting. There is something, though, Kate, to be said that, you know, we're social beings. I'm just curious, in your world, what are you hearing from some of your clients? What changes are they making? What, you know, what's going on right now?
Well, I think that the most important outcome is that there's not one size fits all, but we serve clients in a variety of industries, and one in particular in the technology. They have a very on-premise focus and culture, and they believe that fosters creativity and problem solving. So I don't see them moving away from that. Yeah. But as we become global businesses too, we're all used to working virtually when we have colleagues on teams that may reside in Europe or in Asia Pacific or Latin America. So we're all getting used to this blend of different tools and different ways of working. And again, I don't think that goes away. But I do think we had gotten to a point, especially in our business in professional services, where you jump on a plane for almost anything.
Yeah.
And that, I think, will change. And that's probably a good thing, certainly for our financial bottom line.
Well, and Kate, I also wonder, we're obviously at this sort of bizarre and very troubling, candidly, moment when it comes to employment or unemployment. You know, we've been talking about the numbers. We were just talking about them with a market guest. I do wonder how the nature of work changes in terms of hiring and contractors and how you build and sort of contract a workforce in a world that obviously we don't know what the economy is going to look like, but in a world where folks are going to be looking for more and more flexibility. How do you game that out?
Right. I think you're spot on. And while we saw the WeWork explosion, that was to allow companies more agility with respect to real estate commitments. I think we'll see the same thing happen in human capital strategies and moving to more variable human capital models. That's what our company 20 years ago was founded to do. And we're finding that many companies now think more strategically about the talent they need to own all the time versus really high-level quality talent that they can rent. And so I do believe coming out of this, we'll see some changing workforce strategies as companies understand they need to be more fluid with these commitments, but also the kind of talent and competencies that they have on their roster at any given moment and how that aligns to their strategic initiatives.
I have to ask you one of the things, and I think Jason and I both feel like a little troubled about this. I do wonder about this virus has certainly laid bare the lack of safety net for so many workers out there that don't have a living wage and are just, you know, have been left out with no income. And I know the government has worked on various initiatives, but just really struggling. What changes among companies' responsibilities in terms of taking care of workers?
That's an excellent question. So I do think we need more safety net. I don't think you can go all the way to a complete gig economy where there is no protection. I think we'll start to see companies like ours that want to blend both the best of gig and agility with employee protections like paid time off, like healthcare coverage and sick leave. And we'll start seeing more solutions in the middle as opposed to on the extremes. And that'll be healthy for all of us.
And in the middle, in terms of sort of shared responsibility, leaning more on government type programs, what does in the middle look like?
No, I think in the middle looks like employers stepping up.
Yeah.
And providing more of that in the right ways and sharing some of that cost. And I think that that's where we need to head. I don't believe we can rely on government for everything. And I think that while our market economy needs more flexibility, we also need some protection. And we're seeing that play out, you know, in spades right now.
Big time. Yeah, that's for sure. All right. Well, good luck to you. Thank you so much, Kate Duchesne, certainly right in the middle of some of the biggest trends that we are going to see going forward here. She's the CEO of RGP, that's Resources Global Professionals, joining us on the phone from Irvine, California. And for those of you listening in New York and San Francisco, watching on YouTube, Bloomberg Business Week continues. If you're listening on Bloomberg 99.1 in D.C., Sound On is next. Carol?
Yeah, looking forward to that. All right, coming up on the other side of the break, a favorite guest of ours, Kent Swigg, is going to be with us. We're going to talk about the real estate market some more because I think this is an important conversation.
Totally.
And the uses of real estate. As we heard from the chairman of JetBlue, it's not going to all go away, but certainly the demands may differ on the other side of the virus.